Training is typically for agencies that perform law enforcement duties. Here, that's Metro Police's job. The sheriff's office just runs the jail. Sexton tells Fox 17 closing that loophole is a priority. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library of Middle Tennessee has provided books for thousands of children. Now it's taking steps to carry on Parton's legacy of improving childhood literacy. September has long been observed as Imagination Library Month. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris visited the organization to learn more about its plans.
Dolly Parton has often mentioned that her father was unable to read and felt he was too old to learn as an adult. This inspired her to start the Imagination Library, a program that sends books to kids each month free of charge. United Way of Greater Nashville is responsible for getting kids in Middle Tennessee signed up. Its CEO, Erica Mitchell, says families in her office are deeply impacted by Parton's loss.
One of the young lady's daughters who receives Imagination Library books, and she said, "Mommy, how will I get my books? You know, who's going to send me my books?" What I love about the sweetness of that is that children connect Dolly to the books.
United Way partners with the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation and the Dolly Foundation to serve over 50,000 children each year. United Way raises awareness by visiting early child care centers, hospitals, and schools. Mitchell says everyone can help continue Parton's legacy, and Parton's family has encouraged tributes be made to the Imagination Library in lieu of flowers. A donation of $31 will cover the cost of books for a full year for one child. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Lawmakers want to designate September 25th, or 9-to-5, as 9-to-5 Day. Tennessee Senator Jesse Seal is proposing the new holiday. He's one of several Tennessee politicians from both sides of the aisle to mourn Parton's passing. President Donald Trump announced flags will fly at half staff for the next week in her honor. The 9-to-5 proposal will be considered when the next legislative session begins in January. This is 90.3 WPLN.